This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Worker-owned co-ops, at least in America, have tended to be small, countercultural enterprises, often seen as a throwback to the idealism of the 1960s. But Georgia Kelly, the founder and director of the Praxis Peace Institute in Sonoma, says it doesn't have to be that way. She points to the Mondragon Cooperatives, based in the Basque region of Spain, as a very different model.
It's a consortium of worker-owned businesses, and it's the largest grouping of them in the world. This was started in 1953 by a Catholic priest named Don José María Arizmendi Arrieta. Mondragon was a very impoverished area, and this priest was assigned to the region and decided he wanted to help get it on its feet, and this was one of his ideas.
55 years later, the Mondragon cooperatives include 264 individual enterprises, which collectively employ 104,000 worker owners. And the scale and variety of those businesses is considerable.
They have a supermarket that's called Eroski, and they are all over Spain. They have a bank that's also all over Spain. They make washing machines, refrigerators. They have a big factory that does that. Then there's small things like a catering company, cleaning company. But a lot of it is manufacturing, and there are a lot of engineers that go into the cooperatives.
Their role, Kelly says, is largely in fostering new business ideas and products from within the cooperative's membership.
Innovation is a definite part of their business model. They're always looking for new ideas, encouraging them, supporting them. They have an organization that helps to birth new products and new ideas, and they work with the entrepreneurs and provide all the support free, including creating their business plan and the first model, if it's a physical thing that they're creating.
The Praxis Peace Institute held a 5-day seminar at the Mondragon Cooperatives earlier this fall, where Kelly says she learned that their unusual level of internal support and innovation is a reflection of the organization's goals and priorities, which she notes are not quite the same as a typical corporation, Spanish or American.
Their purpose is to create jobs, to evolve community relationships through economic relationships, and profit is the secondary or even third purpose of being in business. They know they need to make a profit to stay in business, but it is not their primary reason for being in business.
All this makes the Mondragon cooperatives an awkward fit with conventional business and economic categories.
They don't use the word capitalist. They don't use the word socialist. They really are a hybrid of some of the best ideas in both, and some of their own ideas and values are part of it also. I would say it's fairly spiritually based. I mean, they see business as an evolving relationship, not as something that's stuck into certain patterns.
Which in turn is the focus of a presentation that Praxis will host in the Sonoma Community Center tomorrow night, with Kelly and two professors who were also part of the seminar in Spain last September. You'll find details and more information about the Basque co-ops at krcb.org on the North Bay Report webpage. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.